This message is brought to you by the 2010 Quality Measurement NDT and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The conferences will take place March 22nd to 25th in Orlando, Florida. For a limited time, full-page registrants receive a free flip video with registration. Visit qualitymagconference.com for more information. Quality's in your hands. Get tomorrow's solutions today.
Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. Ken Chandler, Vice President of Operations for Smith & Wesson Holding Corporation of Springfield, Massachusetts, joined the company in 2005. He has built a solid background of improving quality and leading operational improvements. Ken is one of the keynote speakers at the 2010 Quality Measurement Conference this year. Ken spoke with me about the specific struggles a personal safety and protection manufacturer in the U.S. faces, along with changes Smith & Wesson has made to stay competitive in the global market and what they continue to do to move forward.
The biggest issue that Smith & Wesson has faced and is continuing to face is, first of all, starting off with having the right product. We've gone through a transition at Smith & Wesson from primarily being a retail seller of firearms to moving into professional use of firearms, and having the right products for the professional use for law enforcement and also ultimately for military, the products are key. Then right after you have the right products, then you get right into quality, delivery, and cost. And that is really primarily our focus in operations right now is around once you got the product and you go to professional user, the firearm has to work every time. Any failure of the firearm can lead to, you know, a catastrophic issue in the field for any user. So that really is the focus for our business.
What changes has Smith & Wesson made to compete in terms of production and quality?
I've been here for 5 years, and you know, again, the first focus has really been getting the right products. And so we've developed some products in terms of the M&P pistol and our M&P 15 rifle to really get the right type of products out there to do the type of growth we want to. But from an operating standpoint, our focus has really been on first delivery. Our capacity here was not being utilized. We had a lot of downtime. We had a lot of issues with you know, early on with quality of product. And so my first, you know, 2 or 3 years was really focused in on stability of the operation, equipment running when it was supposed to run, making sure the maintenance programs were in place, making sure that we had good chemical management for our machining centers, making sure that our tool management was good to where we could repeatably and predictably produce product. We also did a significant amount of investment in capacity to basically, as our M&P line grew, we had to add capacity to our factory. So we've added a lot of capacity here in order to make all the products that customers are buying from us. So that's really been my focus initially has been on delivery, and that focus has been around increasing the capability of current equipment and then adding equipment so that we can, you know, continue to grow. Recently, my focus has shifted to really ensuring that everything that we ship out of here is zero defects. I mean, we are very, very focused on that. And so, initially it was delivery, and now we're being very focused in on making sure that everything we build is, you know, at the zero defect level.
What should manufacturers be focused on presently during the time we're in now?
No matter who a company competes with, to me, it kind of has to start with customer service, which I think of as quality and delivery. I don't care who you're delivering to. You have to be on time and you have to have good quality. If you don't have those two things, then you're out of the game. And so those basics have to be taken care of first. Then right after that, you got to focus on cost because you have to compete. But if you don't have the first two taken care of, you never get the cost. So what I would say is customer service is you have to make sure that your customer is taken care of. And we all have problems. I mean, we all have issues. And when those issues happen, supporting your customer through those issues is absolutely key. You know, to me, it's about customer service, which means that it really is about quality and delivery. And that's what I think any business really has to focus.
Have you seen operational improvements and better quality go hand in hand? And if so, how do you approach operational improvements and decide what to improve first?
Well, that's the good thing about focusing in on, on customer service, on quality and delivery, because the majority of the time, if you have a bottleneck in your operation, it also is your top quality problem. And they typically go hand in hand. And I've had multiple examples since I've been here of situations where we're working on a quality issue and it's our top, you know, capacity constraint, or we're working on a capacity issue and it's also our top quality issue. And those things also tend to be your top cost issue, because either you're generating scrap or you're not able to produce enough product through your you know, whole chain, through your process, because of that limiter. So it's my experience that quality issues, delivery issues, and cost issues tend to go back to ultimately the same causes. And if you're working on one, the other two are right there.
That concludes our QCast interview. Ken Chandler will be speaking at this year's Quality Measurement Conference, March 22nd to the 25th, 2010, in Orlando. Visit qualitymagconference.com to sign up today and see Ken Chandler speak. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.
This message is brought to you by the 2010 Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The conferences will take place March 22nd to 25th in Orlando, Florida. Full paid registrants receive a free flip video with registration until February 26th, 2010. Visit qualitymagconference.com for more information. Quality's in your hands. Get tomorrow's solutions today.